Last October, a Bethel police officer shot and killed a man in a neighborhood near Brown Slough. The man, 24-year-old Sam Alexi Jr., was intoxicated and pointed a rifle at the officer, who then shot him. Now the situation has grown more complicated, as one of the officers on the scene was allegedly drunk. Charges have been filed against Samuel Sims, also known as Colin. He's no longer a police officer, but was the night of October 2nd. And he wasn't the shooting officer, but was assisting at the scene. The state is charging him with three misdemeanors, two counts of DUI, and one count of misconduct involving a weapon. Sims now works for the city as a dispatcher, and City Manager Lee Foley says they're going to keep him on the job.
Until a conclusion is reached, whether it's for the employee or against the employee, the city supports that employee through that process.
According to the district attorney's charging documents, this is what happened that night. Sims was off duty when he responded to a call to assist. He arrived to the scene in his police car, wearing a firearm. Initially, his behavior seemed normal to other officers, and he was tasked with securing the scene. However, he fell down a couple of times before becoming unconscious. The first time he fell on his knees and said he was fine. The second time he hit his head and again said he was fine, but was later found in his car, slumped over the driver's seat. He was taken to the Bethel Hospital by ambulance. Police said it was slippery that night. In a press release following the incident, police did not identify the officers present, but said one of them had fallen on slippery stairs at the home and was treated at the hospital for a severe concussion. At the hospital, Sims was also given a blood test, which showed alcohol present. The state crime lab analysis showed his alcohol level was three times the legal limit. Sims does not believe the test was accurate, and neither does his attorney, Myron Angstman of Bethel. The state has requested DNA sampling from Sims to prove the accuracy, but the defense is trying to suppress that request. In court documents, the defense argues that it's the state's responsibility to prove Sims' guilt, and to get a sample done now, months later, would go against his right to privacy. That's where the case stands now, as the judge, Dan Ogg, has yet to decide on the DNA issue. Sims worked as a police officer for nearly 3 years before voluntarily resigning 6 days after the shooting. A few months later, he was hired back as a dispatcher. Meanwhile, Bethel City Manager Lee Foley implores the community to not jump to conclusions. He says Sims did not contribute to what happened that night.
And he shouldn't be judged in the community. If we're going to judge somebody, let it be done in an official capacity, and then let's see how everything falls out.
The next court procedure in the case is a calendar call May 14th at the Bethel Courthouse. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.